Then the king made him tell him what had happened. And Curdken said, "When we go in the morning through the dark gate with our flock of geese, she cries and talks with the head of a horse that hangs upon the wall, and says, 'Falada, Falada, there thou hangest.' And the head answers, 'Bride, bride, there thou gangest. Alas, alas, if thy mother knew it, sadly, sadly would she rue it.'" And Curdken went on telling the king what had happened upon the meadow where the geese fed, how his hat was blown away, and how he was forced to run after it and to leave his flock of geese to themselves. But the old king told the boy to go out again the next day. And when morning came, he placed himself behind the dark gate and heard how she spoke to Falada and how Falada answered. Then he went into the field and hid himself in a bush by the meadow side. And he soon saw with his own eyes how they drove the flock of geese, and how, after a little time, she let down her hair that glittered in the sun. And then he heard her say, "Blow, breezes, blow, let Curdken's hat go. Blow, breezes, blow, let him after it go. O'er hills, dales, and rocks, away be it whirled, till the silvery locks are all combed and curled." And soon came a gale of wind and carried away Curdken's hat. And away went Curdken after it, while the girl went on combing and curling her hair. All this the old king saw, so he went home without being seen. And when the little goose girl came back in the evening, he called her aside and asked her why she did so. But she burst into tears and said, "That I must not tell you or any man, or I shall lose my life." But the old king begged so hard that she had no peace till she had told him all the tale from beginning to end, word for word. And it was very lucky for her that she did so. For when she had done, the king ordered royal clothes to be put upon her, and gazed on her with wonder, she was so beautiful. Then he called his son and told him that he had only a false bride, for that she was merely a waiting maid, while the true bride stood by. And the young king rejoiced when he saw her beauty and heard how meek and patient she had been. And without saying anything to the false bride, the king ordered a great feast to be got ready for all his court. The bridegroom sat at the top, with the false princess on one side and the true one on the other. But nobody knew her again, for her beauty was quite dazzling to their eyes, and she did not seem at all like the little goose girl, now that she had her brilliant dress on. When they had eaten and drank and were very merry, the old king said that he would tell them a tale. So he began and told all the story of the princess, as if it was one that he had once heard. And he asked the true waiting maid what she thought ought to be done to anyone who would behave thus. "Nothing better," said this false bride, "than that she should be thrown into a cask stuck round with sharp nails, and that two white horses should be put to it."